Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, having some mild issues with the phone line, so I have spoken with Jason Donnelly. We are going to push him to tomorrow. He is being more than gracious with his time, and I very much appreciate that. So we will hopefully get Jason Donnelly up tomorrow. We had Captain America Chris Evans down the hall mere moments ago in here working on it. He will be in here after the show is over, getting the phones straightened out. The good news is that the text line is working. 844-326-3663, 844-F-A-N-F-O-N-E. And you can text the radio broadcast the question of the day, which I don't do very often, but I am doing one today, is what do the Clemson Tigers have to do in order for Cade Klubnik to win a Heisman Trophy? What do the South Carolina Gamecocks have to do in order for Lenora Sellers to win a Heisman Trophy this year? What do you think those two football teams must accomplish in order for either one of those two quarterbacks, both inside of the top five shortest odds? And Lenora Sellers has become a very trendy pick to win a Heisman this year. Cade has been a popular pick to do so after the season that he had last year. What do those teams need to accomplish to make it happen? I do not think for South Carolina that they can do worse than 9-3. I think that that is the absolute bottom for the South Carolina Gamecocks if they want to end up with Lenora Sellers bringing a big old trophy back down to Columbia, South Carolina. As far as the Tigers go, I think Clemson honestly may have to be, I think 10-2 is the absolute worst they can be. I realistically think 11-1 might be the expectation for Clemson. Why? Why the difference? Why the disparity between those two numbers? Very simply, conference they play in and schedule that they play against. Lenora Sellers has the toughest seven final weeks in college football ahead of him. Cade does not. At least not on paper in the preseason. On paper in the preseason, and I am higher on the ACC this year than a lot of people are. I think Georgia Tech is a genuine playoff threat this year. I think that Louisville, if Miller Moss is him, the way that Jeff Brohm thinks that Miller Moss is him, I think Louisville is a dark horse playoff team this year. Jeff Brom's been there before. He can do that. Duke, 9-win team last year. Is it a bounce-back year for Florida State? The folks down in Tallahassee, there's two schools of thought. About half the people that cover this team say there is something in that locker room out for revenge. And about half the people down there are saying this team's going to suck again, like historically bad. And I don't know which one is true. If the Noles bounce back, the ACC might be better than it's getting credit for. So I don't know is the answer. I don't know, but I am very interesting to see how it goes. Dewey texts the show at 844-326-3663. Dewey says, quote, neither Club Nora Sellers will live up to the hype, end quote. I will say this. The hype is hype, man. The hype is through the roof for both. We played you a clip a little while ago from David Pollack, former Georgia linebacker turned football analyst. And he said, Willie B is a special place. Actually, he said, Willie B is stupid. But he said it in a very complimentary way. He said, those fans turn out even when the team is bad. Quote, now they have a lot to be excited about. And honestly, I think that that is, I honestly think that is true and accurate. They do. How much, though? How much? If this team goes to the playoffs, I think Lenora Sellers is absolutely going to New York City. Primarily because I don't think this team can go to the playoffs unless Lenora Sellers has a historic season. I think that's what it would take. I've already done our playoff bracket prognostication. I've got Georgia winning the SEC. I've got Alabama and Texas out of the SEC joining them in the college football playoffs. I do not think South Carolina gets there. That is not to say that they cannot get there. I'm saying I don't think that they will. But if they do, if they make it in, it will be because Lenora Sellers has a historic season relative to what other South Carolina Gamecock quarterbacks have done over the years. If that's the case, they'll be there. If they are not, I don't think they can be worse than 9-3. But the fact that we are talking about 9-3 being borderline disappointing tells you where Lenora Sellers is at. Kane tweets the show. Sorry, messages the show on our live stream, facebook.com/thefanupstate. The Fan Upstate on YouTube, The Fan Upstate on Twitter, The Rob Brown Show on Facebook, on YouTube, and on Twitch. Search it, subscribe to it, turn the bell on. Don't miss the show. We are live all 4 hours, all 5 days of the week. Kane says, quote, Clemson has to win definitively against ACC teams and win against LSU and South Carolina. The O-line needs to protect Cade. Yeah, I think that that statement that you ended there with, Kane, about the offensive line, I think that's probably more true about Lenora Sellers, right? Like, I've said this on a few shows that I've been on to talk about this. I am grateful to Shane Beamer, Lenora Sellers, and the Gamecocks because as they have become a progressively more trendy to make the playoffs bet nationally, as I cover that team here in the beautiful upstate of South Carolina, I have been called and asked to go on shows around the country. By the way, Adam Epstein from 106.1 The Fan in Charlottesville, Virginia, is going to join us on Friday morning. He covers the Virginia Tech Hokies. He will join us Friday morning at 9:20 to go behind enemy lines to talk about South Carolina v. Virginia Tech. So, I think that, and I've said this on a number of shows, that I've been asked to be on to talk about the Gamecocks this year. You go back to, yes, including that Clemson game that South Carolina won on the road last year. Lenora Sellers spent a significant amount of time running for his life, right? We had a tweet earlier in the day. In fact, let me go pull it up and give it to you. We had a tweet earlier in the day from Benson Payne at Major Payne Jr., great handle, who said, a thing to remember about Klubnik is that Texas had only allowed 7 passing touchdowns all season, and Cade had 3 in the playoff game. But why is no one talking about Sellers having to develop as a passer before labeling him a second coming? And I think it is a fair question from Major Payne Jr., a.k.a. Benson Payne. I think it's a fair question. But the response that I would give is, I think there were two things last year that prevented Lenore Sellers from looking like he is a developed passer. I'll say three things. The first is, I don't think he was. I think there's a lot of room for improvement this year in the passing game for Lenore Sellers. I would not disagree with that take. But I also think there were two things, I guess a more apropos way of putting it, would be there are two things that prevented him from developing as a passer last year. The first is the wide receiver core last year was unreliable. Even Nick Harbor himself has said, got to address the drops, right? Like, that can't be a thing this year. We can't have a Heisman Trophy caliber quarterback who doesn't trust the wide receivers and doesn't trust himself to put the ball down the field because of the drops. But the second thing, and I think perhaps the more important thing, is even in that Clemson game, a win on the road, Lenore Sellers spent a lot of time running for his life last year. Like, spent a lot of time. Not running because he's got wheels. Not running because he's got zip, razzle, and dazzle with the wheels. He spent a lot of time running for his life because he was getting chased last year. Because there was a steady stream of linebackers and defensive linemen who were closing the gap on him much more rapidly than you want for a guy that you hope to send to New York City at the end of the year. I agree. The offensive line has to make sure that with an upgraded wide receiver room, as Clemson has this year, the offensive line has to make sure that Cade Klubnik can stay upright. I'd say that's true of every quarterback. There are very few of them that you can say, mediocre offensive line, but that probably isn't going to be enough to keep him out of New York. Now, I will say, if there is a Heisman finalist at quarterback that I'm comfortable saying that about, I would say it is Lenore Sellers, maybe more so than anybody else. Cade's got wheels too, but even if Dabo has said for 3 years running now, I want Cade Klubnik running now, I would also make the point that I don't want Cade running unless it is to extend plays, right? Like, I'm not saying you don't ever utilize him as a ball carrier. I think you can, much the same way that in a lot of spots last year, Texas used Arch Manning as a situational ball carrier. I think you can do the same thing with Cade Klubnik, assuming he's got a good head on his shoulders about when to slide, go down, and not get absolutely rocked. Lenoris, I think I can trust, hey, you're going to have to make some plays. Offensive line is very average. You're going to have to make some plays with your legs this year. I trust him to do that. But the fact that he had to do that last year, I think, kind of took away from his ability to get better as somebody who can take a shotgun snap, stay in the pocket, and throw the football down the field. And again, if Nick Harbor has indeed worked on and gotten rid of his case of the dropsies that he was dealing with last year, if that is the case, then you still have got to have enough time to let Nick Harbor, the speedster with height and hops on the outside, get down the sideline. And if he can do that, and Lenore Sellers has time to stand in the pocket, see it develop, maybe he only needs to do a little bit there, right? Like, maybe he only needs to have a little bit of movement in the pocket to find those guys down the field, then I think that offense looks much more dangerous. Again, there's moving parts to that. Did Harbor get rid of his case of the dropsies? Does the offensive line allow Lenora Sellers to have enough time that he can run that seven route, that nine route, and find the space in the field that he needs to get open down the field? If the answer is no to that, then I don't know what's going to – I don't know that it's going to matter, to be honest with you, at that point. I don't know that it's going to matter at that point. So that's one of the big questions. And again, I'm doing the three big questions series on social media right now. I've got South Carolina's coming up either today or tomorrow. And one of the big three questions, I am already aware of this. One of the big three questions for South Carolina is going to be, can I trust your offensive line? Can I trust it to allow your now official RB1 and face on to be the guy that he was at Utah State? Or will additional pressure from Southeastern Conference defensive lines prevent him from being that guy? And number two, will they give Lenora Sellers time to be a threat to throw the football? Because if I am aware that with added pressure, Lenora Sellers is going to have to do something special with his legs, I am not only bringing added pressure, I'm bringing it consistently, and I'm bringing it from all over the field so that he can't get comfortable running left. He can't get comfortable running right. He can't get comfortable running gut. He's going to have a different dude or dudes coming from different locations on the football field every single week. And if he's got different dudes coming from different locations every single week, he's never going to have the opportunity to get progressively more comfortable with pulling it and running it. So when I put all those things together, that's what the third question of South Carolina's big three is going to be. And that is what it's going to take, I think, for South Carolina to get to the 9-3 record that Lenora Sellers will need to get to if he wants to win a Heisman. Cade Klubnik, I have fewer questions about the offensive line. Not none, but fewer. I have fewer questions about the wide receiver core. What I do have a question about, and this is not going to be a hot take or shocking to anyone, I have a question about the run game. Is Adam Randall really the guy, a converted wide receiver? I think we've leaned on that quite a bit, obviously. I also think if he wasn't capable of it, I don't think Dabo has him back there, right? So I think he goes with the true freshman back there if Adam Randall's not capable of it. Maybe that's what ends up happening. I don't know. But what I will say is the question for Clemson is, do you have a running game that demands that defenses stay honest? Because while the defenses Cade Klubnik will see across the ACC are not going to be consistently as talented on the field as the defenses Lenora Sellers will see, there's still All-Americans out there. There's still athletes out there. And if there's still athletes out there and they learn Clemson does not have a run threat, therefore, we're just going to throw seven at Cade Klubnik every snap. Pressure ramps up. So for South Carolina, can you protect Lenora Sellers to where he is an actual threat to throw the ball and in a way that he can develop enough to throw the ball? And for Clemson, can you run the ball enough that ACC defenses don't just bring seven every down and have two of those guys on the mission of kill the quarterback? If those answers are yes, both of those guys are guys that could be in New York for the Heisman Trophy celebration. What do you think? 844-326-3663. Text that number, 844-FAN-FONE. What do the Gamecocks need to do, and what do they need to accomplish to send Lenora Sellers to New York City? What do the Clemson Tigers need to do and accomplish to send Cade Klubnik? When we come back, NFL Cut Day is here. Let's talk about some of the moves that have already been made and should be made and might be made and won't be made in the NFL next up on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstairs.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
It is cut day in the National Football League. Teams must get down to their 53-man opening day roster by 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which of course means that there are going to be a lot of moves, trades, cuts, pickups, waiver wires, and more. It also means that many, if not most of you, have already had your or within the next few days will have your fantasy football draft. So let's take a look at some of the cuts that have been made, some of the moves that have been made so far over the past 24 hours as teams wrapped up the preseason and started figuring out the shape of their 53-man. Former third-round pick with the Washington Commanders, Ricky Stromberg, has been cut by the Bears. We know that. Eric Watts, defensive end, out with the Jets. Ronnie Harrison, linebacker, cut by the Atlanta Falcons just a few minutes ago. Za'Darius Smith was a free agency pickup who was with Detroit for a hot minute. Remember, the trade for Smith got made last year. He had 9 sacks last year. He is a free agent as it stands right now, according to Jeremy Fowler. Multiple contending teams have checked in on Za'Darius Smith. He is waiting on the right situation, quote end quote, from Fowler. Quentin Bell cut by the Dolphins. Offensive tackle Carter Warren gone from the Jets. We have a couple of trades. One of the most recent, the Browns trading a 2028 seventh round pick for Rams offensive lineman KT Leviston. Leviston was the seventh round pick of the 2024 draft. Ian Rappaport reported that one. The not to spend a bunch of time on it because Lord knows everybody else did. But did you see the conversation about the final preseason game of Shedeur Sanders got real interesting yesterday? Shedeur was out there running with the threes and the fours in the final Browns preseason game. And he got yanked from the game before the three-minute drill. And a lot of people were like, oh, that's because he was stinking up the field. And he did genuinely look bad. He got sacked, I think, three times, lost like 15 yards in sackage. We're going with sackage. I'm allowing it.
Sackage.
I'm allowing it. Let up like 15 yards in sackage. He also went, 6 of 12 for not a lot of yards. It was not a great performance. But he was out there with the threes and the fours. And the conversation, this has been very interesting to me. The conversation around Shedeur Sanders, because there's like three groups of people right now when it comes to Shedeur Sanders. And I'm not going to do a whole Shedeur segment. I'm going to get back to some of the moves, but I did want to bring this up because of some cut line deadlines that got made by the Browns. There's like three schools of thoughts about Shedeur Sanders right now. There's group one, which is Shedeur stinks and he does not need to be around an NFL football field. There's group number two, which is Shador's amazing and everybody's out to get him. And then there's school of thought number three, which is where I am of a kid's got talent. Let's see. Right? Let's see. So yesterday,
I just want to say I'm with you on three. I'm not everyone's out to get him. I'm not all that kind of stuff. I do think he was put in a bad position in that preseason game, especially since they released all the linemen the next day.
And that's exactly where I'm going.
Yeah.
That's exactly where I'm going. So the three schools of thought, either A, he's an incredible athlete and everybody who doesn't think he should already be in the Hall of Fame is just a hater. School number two, which is the kid sucks and there's no reason for him to be on a team. And school number three, which is where Alonzo and I are, and I think most people who know ball are, which is, let's see. Like, he's got some talent. He's got athleticism. Let's see if he can pick it up in the NFL.
He also has an opportunity now with Kenny Pickett being
absolutely
traded away.
And I'm going to get to that as well. So
I'm just going to stop.
No. That's not why I'm saying it. That's not why I'm saying it. What I'm saying is you are spot on in all of those things, bringing context to the conversation about Shedeur. And I saw yesterday, I did not get involved because there was absolutely no benefit to me doing so. But I saw a conversation yesterday where there was a guy on, I think it was on Reddit, on the NFL subreddit. There was a guy on Reddit who was pointing out Shedeur's numbers in the third preseason game. And he's like, see, I told you he's only in the league because of his old man. And then there were a bunch of people that responded with, dude, the Browns sent him out there behind a fourth string offensive line who, as Lonzo pointed out accurately and correctly, of the five guys that were blocking for Shedeur in his final preseason game, four of them got cut right after the game. Like, they didn't even make it to the locker room, to the parking lot before they were off the team. They got pink slipped before they had their shoulder pads off, right? So that is where I ended up in the spot where I went back to the metaphor I've used for a long time. I don't care if you got Dale Earnhardt Sr. running the Daytona 500. If he's in a Honda Civic, he's not winning that thing. The equipment isn't there. Sometimes the best in the world at what they do are just put in a situation where it is an unwinnable situation. A reality of life, a harsh reality of life that some people need to learn the hard way is that there are unwinnable situations, right? There just are. You cannot win no matter what you do. I can't remember who the quote is attributed to, but there is the quote of, sometimes you can do everything right and still lose. That's just the reality of life, right? It's kind of like I say as a half-hearted joke, but it's not really a joke. Sometimes it is not good to tell young kids, you can do anything you want to do, because no, you can't. I wanted to be an astronaut. I could not do it.
You're just trolling. I still believe you're trolling with that.
I'm genuinely not. And I
because you make a lot of people mad when you say that.
Okay, fine. Get mad. Get mad about reality. Rob Brown,
including me. I hate when you say
that. That's fine. Lonzo, I wanted nothing more when I was a high school junior than to go to the United States Air Force Academy and fly jets. And I went and did the checkout. I got the letters of recommendation. I had the GPA. I had everything in line. And I went to talk to someone from the U.S. Air Force Academy. You know what they told me?
You're too tall.
You're too tall.
Yeah.
I cannot fly jets.
Ask me how I know.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to be an astronaut too.
I cannot do it. This is exactly the example of I could not do anything I wanted to do. There is no world in which I was a jet fighter. I physically could not do that. I was too tall. So that's kind of the point. So blah, 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 blah. The point here is Shedeur Sanders didn't have the equipment around him to succeed in game three. Go back to week one against the Panthers. He looked pretty damn good. Granted, against the Panthers, kind of starters, but also kind of backups, whatever. The point here is he watched four of the five linemen who were protecting him get cut. And then I watched the conversation devolve into, if you're anti-Shedeur, you're a racist. And the NFL's a racist. I'm like, yo, there's, I believe the number now is 15 starting quarterbacks who are black. Like, I'm not saying that there's no racism
also,
around the
also
NFL.
Also, the percentage of black players is,
it's like 70-plus percent.
Yeah, it's that's when you devolve to the lowest thing is going race card in the end.
Well,
I don't believe it has anything to do with that.
I would call a timeout.
I'm talking about this situation.
Sure.
I'm talking about this situation.
This situation, I totally agree. I would call a timeout on it's the lowest thing. I absolutely believe there is an element of racism in certain places across all major professional sports. I would also say that even if there are owners who are racist, they want to make money more than they want to be racist. All right, that's just the reality too. So the whole Shedeur, it can't succeed because, you know, white guys are trying to hold him down. No, I disagree with that too. I just think he's not there yet. I think he can get there though.
It also could be that this Stefanski is not that great of a head coach. Could be that too.
Could be
I don't know that. I don't know that any other head coach would go, oh yeah, that's our starter right there.
I agree.
But I don't think another head coach would put him in the situation that he put him in.
I agree.
Because it almost looked like it was I get the perspective that it looked retaliatory, him doing it that way.
Absolutely. But I could also make the argument of, let's throw him out there in the absolute worst possible situation and see how he responds to it, right? Like, let's put him under the most possible adversity. Dude, we are putting you out there, and you know it, with guys who are absolutely not NFL players. We are putting you out there with four out of five offensive linemen who are absolutely not NFL players. Now let's see what you do with it. Let's see how you respond. And to his credit, Shedeur kept busting his ass. Like, he was playing the best he could play.
Yeah, his main thing is he's got to get rid of the ball. I mean, it's a bad look for him. He did that in the Panther game, and he did that in this game too, running around back there trying to make plays. I get it. But at some point, you got to go, oh man, this guy's going to catch me and just throw the ball away.
100%. There's a million different things that could be the truth about all of this, right? A million different things. The reality is, he was out there with equipment that he couldn't win behind. He busted his ass. It didn't go great. But here's the other part I would point out. Who did they just trade? Kenny Pickett. They just got one of those quarterbacks out of the way. And remember, I said when they brought in Kenny Pickett, I think there's a reason for this. And I think the reason is Shedeur Sanders. We set him up with benchmarks, right? We need you to outplay Kenny Pickett. Nobody thinks Kenny Pickett's a good starting quarterback, but he's a solid veteran backup. We need you to beat him out. Then we need you to beat out Dylan Gabriel, another guy we drafted in the same draft. We need you to outplay another rookie quarterback. And then if you can do that, then we need you to go beat out Joe Flacco, a 40-plus-year-old NFL vet who's good enough to win, probably not good enough to win a Super Bowl, but good enough to win us some games. And if you can beat out those three guys, we will know you're QB1. Well, guess what? He's now beat out Kenny Pickett, and now we'll find out if he beat out Dylan Gabriel to become QB2 or if he's QB3 emergency quarterback and has to earn that spot.
By the way, really quick, according to Joe Person, the Panthers are releasing Raheem Blackshear. When I watched the preseason game the other day, I was surprised he was still on the team. So I'm not – Rico Dowdle and ETN are so good, it's not a surprise.
No, I totally agree with that. The only reason I thought Raheem Blackshear would have stayed on the team is as a kick returner, but here's the thing. You can keep another wide receiver if you make Jimmy Horn Jr. your kick returner, and I think that's what's going to happen. We'll talk about where the Panthers are, some of the moves they've got made, a little bit more about this potential Adam Thielen trade to the Vikings, and more to wrap up the show next on the Rob Brown Show. It's the Fan Upstate, y'all.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
We were talking about butcher shops during the break, because I got a butcher shop. I got a butcher shop right down the street from me in Taylor's that I absolutely love. Black Sheep, they are spectacular. And I get all my meat there, including I get my alligator from there. Lonzo was like, you get alligator? You're damn right I get alligator.
You do understand that that's not just, that's maybe it's my northern sensibilities coming through. They're always going to be there somewhere, even though I've lived here half my life. I've never heard anyone nonchalantly say, yeah, I get my gator there.
I have won the wife over on gator. The wife loves alligator now. Cause what I'll do is I'll go get a gator tail. Cause you can get them in, 5 pound, 10 pound, whatever, big tail, little tail, whatever. I'll get a tail, that is already skinned and processed. And then I'll cut it up in nuggets. And then I'll deep fry alligator, and you can do it whatever size you want. So I'll deep fry alligator. Basically, I make chicken nuggets with alligator tail. I'll season them up, use a little Tony Satchery and the flour to get it a good little Cajun spice to it, drop it in that hot Earl.
Steven says it's also a term for smoking weed. Smoking gator.
I have never used, I've never heard that euphemism before. I'm good with it. I like it. But I actually smoke alligator. I will say I haven't done it in a couple of years because Last football season.
I would ask you to bring me some in, but you always, I'm going to bring you some of that. You've only brought.
I brought you king cake.
Yeah, I was going to say, you've only brought me one thing, and then you told me it wasn't as good as it.
Well, it's not as good as when you get it right out the box.
Yeah, so.
But it's still pretty good. Still pretty good. I'll tell you what, Lonzo, and you can hold me to this one.
Go ahead. Don't do it.
Hold up. Because on Sunday, I married a Gamecock. The wife's football team plays on Sunday. And you know,
Gamecocks play on Sunday?
They play on Sunday against the Virginia Tech Hokies in Atlanta, Georgia at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium, as a matter of fact. 2 p.m. is kickoff. The wife, she loves her some alligator. So, here's what I'm going to do, Zoe. And if I don't do this, you can call me out on it Monday. Okay? I will accept it.
Thank you for the permission to call you out.
You're very welcome.
I need permission.
You're very welcome. Here's what I'm going to do, great one. I'm going to go on Sunday. I'm going to get some alligator. I'm going to deep fry some alligator on Sunday for the game. That's what the wife's going to get for her little treat, her little football treat on Sunday. Because when the Saints play, she knows, don't bother me. Don't bug me. You can watch the game with me, but leave me alone.
What's the best way to reheat gator, though?
You know what? I mean, I would...
Because you bring it in, it's not going to be hot if you bring me any, so...
The answer is
the air fryer?
The answer is the air fryer.
Okay, so if I were to go downstairs and use the microwave downstairs, it wouldn't make the entire downstairs smell like gator.
No. It's going to be the same as
that's,
like...
That's a little disappointing.
It's going to be the exact... You're going to treat it the exact same way as like a chicken nugget, right? Like, you can reheat a chicken nugget in the microwave. It'll be fine. You really want to throw it in the air fryer because it'll keep that crispy on the outside. Okay. Not make it soggy.
So I could give one to my wife and not tell her what it is till 1,000%. Because she's probably not watching right now. So
1,000%.
Listening. Yeah.
You think she'd say no if you said this is alligator?
Yes.
Rob brought you some alligator?
Yes, I do.
I'm gonna make some fried gator. I am gonna fry up some gator.
What goes with gator?
I mean, it's fried seafood. Whatever you want with it.
I mean, I don't know what sides would you normally make when you
when I make fried gator, I'm usually it is going to be I'm making it with jambalaya. I'm making it with etouffee.
That's what I meant.
I'm answering. Like, it's going to be like an etouffee. It's going to be probably. I make a Cajun Alfredo. It's like a typical Italian Alfredo, but I spice it up with a little Cajun spice to it, and then I'll put some like. So I'll put seafood into it. Like, actually, I can make a gator Alfredo, but I'm not going to do that. I'm going to home fry up some gator on Sunday. That's going to be the wife's little football treat, and I'm going to take 3-4 little gator nuggets, put them on the side. I'll bring them to you, take them home, air fry them up.
What are the Vegas odds he remembers to do this?
Oh, it's going to happen. I just popped it into the Google calendar to remind me. All right. If it goes in the Google calendar, it's absolutely happening. And if nothing else, I put it in there because it goes straight to the wife's phone. When I put something in the calendar, the wife sees it pop up. And now that I put in there, fry up gator for South Carolina, Virginia Tech, she's going to expect it. So now I got to do it. So I'll save you some off to the side. Shane said, did you just say gator Alfredo? Bruh, you can put gator in anything you would put chicken in. Anything you would do with chicken, you can do with alligator tail too.
By the way, the Browns are releasing wide receiver Deontay Johnson.
Another former Panther? Unsurprising. And LaVisca Chenault got cut earlier, too.
If you are calling the show, unfortunately, our phones are not functioning right now. Sorry about that.
We will hopefully those will be fixed today, and we'll be ready to take some phone calls, including athletic director of the Furman Paladins, Jason Donnelly, who was more than kind enough when I said, hey, man, the phones are screwed up. He's like, don't worry about it. I'll come on tomorrow. We got you hooked up. So we'll have Jason Donnelly, fingers crossed, on the show tomorrow. All right, some of the other NFL moves, because I don't want to spend all the time talking about butchers and gators. I could do a whole show on butchers and gators, but we'll get to some other news. We mentioned earlier, Kenny Pickett has been traded to the Las Vegas Raiders, opens up the door for Shedeur Sanders to either be QB2 or 3, depending on how they stack him up with Dylan Gabriel. If I made you make the call right now, you're the GM for the Cleveland Browns. Lonzo, you get to move one onto the main roster as QB2, and you get to send one to the practice squad as your emergency third quarterback between Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur. What's your lineup?
See, this is difficult for me because I have several different biases that come into play.
Yeah, your paycheck is on the line for getting this call right. Ain't no fandom in it. It's your livelihood.
You got to look at the fact that your starting quarterback is very old.
Yep.
And as you get older, you know this, as you get older, things get hurt and they don't heal as fast as they used to.
I threw my back out sneezing the other day. I'm aware.
There you go. So I think it would be difficult, but I probably would go with Dylan Gabriel as two.
Honestly, I can't blame you for that. I can't blame you for that. I think you're probably looking
at
a more...
But one thing the GM has that we don't have is the ability to watch practice.
That's also true.
And know what's going on in practice.
That's also true. All right, couple of other news and notes. John Bullock making the roster for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Broncos waived like 9 dudes already, so I won't go through all of them. Mike White is out. Mitch Trubisky will be Josh Allen's backup in Buffalo. The Bucs releasing quarterback Kyle Trask. He will go on the IR and either get a settlement or go on the free agent. He was Tampa's longtime QB2, will be no longer. Phil Moffa, former Clemson Tiger, going on injured reserve for the Dallas Cowboys. Jeremy Fowler reporting that the plan is for Moffa to return to the season. Return to the Cowboys this season. I actually really like this one because the Cowboys have zero run game, so this is a good opportunity for Phil Moffa, right? They just don't have a guy. So I really like that pickup there. 50 carries, 59 yards, one touchdown in the preseason. I would not be shocked to see Moffa probably by week 5 on the active roster. I would not be shocked to see him getting some carries. Amari Cooper returning to the Raiders, entered free agency after 3 high-profile trades since his last team change. Oakland traded him to Dallas. Dallas traded him to Cleveland. Cleveland sent him to Buffalo. He became a free agent going back to the Raiders to work out there. I actually really like that pickup, too. He ain't the same dude he was. But Geno Smith can still absolutely utilize him. Haven't really gotten to this yet. The Bengals did indeed give in and give Trey Hendrickson his raise. Hendrickson wanted 2 years. The Bengals gave him a 1-year extension for 2025, boosts the salary to $30 million. However, he is scheduled to become an unrestricted free agent after this season. I did not think, unlike Micah Parsons, who I do think will leave the Dallas Cowboys, I did not think Trey Hendrickson was for sure going to leave the Bengals, but the closer we got to week 1 next weekend, the more I felt like it was becoming rapidly a possibility. I made fun of the Bengals yesterday because their owner is a cheapskate, and this was kind of the proof there, but they do get it done. $60 million this season, and Hendrickson will now finally start working out. Hendon Hooker has been waived by the Detroit Lions, struggled with turnovers throughout training camp and preseason action, lost the quarterback 2 spot to former Steelers quarterback Kyle Allen, who will be behind Jared Goff. The Steelers have already gone through most of their cuts. The Cardinals released 12 players, none of great notice. Steelers releasing punter Cameron Johnson, but Corliss Waitman will be their starting punter. And the Panthers moved on from 18 players already today. Here is the list according to David Newton of ESPN. Jack Plummer and Bryce Perkins both gone. Imani Bailey, Kayron Lynch Adams, both running backs. Kobe Hudson, Jacoby George, TJ Luther, all the wide receivers. Dominique Daphne, the tight end. Steven Lasoya, Luke Kandra, both linemen. Linebacker JJ Weaver, linebacker Jacoby Winman, Jacharevious Broughton, Melo Dotson, and Trey Swilling, both cornerbacks. Safety Jack Henderson, safety Isaac Gifford, and the terminated contract of vested veteran kicker Matthew Wright. So your kicker is going to stay the same. Tomorrow on the show, after the deadline comes and goes, we will look at trades, we will look at pickups, we will look at waiver moves, etc. Full NFL breakdown tomorrow on the show.
I almost got another one there.
It's going to give it to you.
All right, let's find out what's Xing. The first thing that's Xing is... Okay, I'm going to do it. Haboobs. It's actually a haboob. Actually,
just one haboob?
It's a haboob.
Not haboobs.
No.
Or in the case of that one really weird sci-fi movie, 3 haboobs.
Well, that's a no.
I don't know what a haboob is.
All right, it's a dust storm.
A haboob is a dust storm. Is it H-A-B-O-O-B?
Yes.
Haboob.
I first heard about it in Cyberpunk, but it's been labeled that on Twitter right now.
Okay, so. I am looking on Twitter right now. Apparently there was a haboob. Somebody showed their haboobs out in, it looks like, in Arizona.
Yes,
and
it's also been compared to The Mummy.
Yeah. No, that's exactly what my head went. There is a cat out in, it's in Phoenix right now. There's a photographer by the name of Chris Fraley who is putting up videos and picture of it. It straight up looks like a scene out of The Mummy. Phoenix putting its big old haboobs on the internet today for all of us to see. Sincerely, jokes aside, it is wild. Dude, and it's like, it rolls up on you. Yeah. Yeah. It's wild. I used to sit on the beach in Destin and watch when the thunderstorms roll off the beach onto land. It's one of my favorite things to just sit and drink rum and watch the. It's like that, but miserable and sandy. It's coarse and it gets everywhere. I hate sand.
Yeah, in the game Cyberpunk, you have to drive through a haboob. So, I mean, there's that. All right, the next thing that's Xing is Fox Sports.
Fox Sports is Xing because, and we didn't really get into it today, and I'll tell you why we did not get into it today. Because during the course of the show, so yesterday there was a story. Of course, Fox Sports paired up with Barstool Sports, including...
That's not what it is.
Really?
This is something that will impact you.
Really?
Fox Sports hasn't been able to get a... contract negotiated with YouTube TV.
Ah, that's right. Yeah. Okay, this is actually bigger. The story I thought it was going to be was that Fox paired with Barstool, they were going to Big Ten kickoff, and Dave Portnoy was going to be Fox's answer to Pat McAfee, which is absolutely not going to work, but that's a different conversation for another time. Fox Sports also has been unable to reach a deal with YouTube TV, which means if you're a college football fan, specifically of the Big Ten persuasion, and you watch your football on YouTube TV, unless a deal gets done between here and Friday, and it will. But unless a deal gets done between here and Friday.
There have been situations with Dish Network for a couple years.
That's also true.
They had a problem, and I had no football.
It's happened to baseball, too.
Yeah.
If a deal does not get done, there is a chance that Big Noon Saturday and Big Ten games will not be on YouTube TV on Saturday. Could you imagine? Waiting all this time to get to week one, get all jacked up to watch some Big Ten football, only to find out that a bunch of suits and ties decided there's not enough money on the table. So screw you, Big Ten fan. You don't get football.
All right. The next thing that's X-ing is Desmond Howard.
I don't know why he's trending.
All right. This has to do with the other story that you were just talking about.
Aha.
People were hoping that since Portnoy allegedly was being banned, that Desmond Howard would be banned also.
So the story goes yesterday, and again, there's a lot up in the air. Story goes, Ohio State said Dave Portnoy is not allowed in our stadium, and that may or may not screw up the plans of Big Ten Saturday because Portnoy is the answer to McAfee on Big Noon Kickoff. And then the thought was it was because Portnoy's got a very, let's say, checkered history during his time at Barstool, a lot of questionable behavior in the years gone by, but also. He's a Michigan guy. And so the belief was maybe this is just Ohio State making a push. Now, I didn't believe that because there is only one thing bigger than rivalries in college football, and that is, of course, money from TV networks. So Fox was never going to be good with that. But then Ross Bjork, the AD at Ohio State, came out and said, whoa, we never said that. That's not true. I also could see Fox calling Ohio State and going, yo, not cool, guys. Fix the narrative. I don't know. A lot of drama. We'll let today play out. And we'll talk about it tomorrow.
All right. One last thing. It is National Dog Day.
Well, I'm going home to hang out with my puppers then because they're the best. They're my favorites. Y'all have a great National Dog Day. Do not drink and drive. I'll punch you in the face tomorrow. I love you tomorrow. Just one more day until college football. Have a great rest of your day. See you back here tomorrow on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. Later.
Hi, guys.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.